The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I know lots of you will be aware, particularly if you have health insurance, you'll have noticed that there is a hike in your premium coming from today. And Dermot Good is here now, health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie. Hello, Dermot.
Morning, Claire.
Today is the day. You did warn us about it. What's happening?
Well, it's not a joke. I suppose that's the first thing just to tell
you. It's not a joke.
This is serious. So I think everybody knows that rates are going up from today. VHI went up in March. The others are bringing in more increases from today. I think that has been well flagged. I think people are nearly, and it's a terrible thing to say, just becoming nearly immune or accustomed just to the regular price hikes. The real change from today that a lot of people are not aware of is that benefits are changing. And this is really impacting or going to impact thousands of LEIA members at the moment. Now, to be fair to LEIA, they're not the only ones who are doing it, but today is their day, because on about 30 of their plans, they're bringing in these shortfalls for what we call co-payments, but it's on restricted procedures. So things like the hip, the knee and the shoulder replacements and the cataract removals. So if I can give one example, LEIA have a brilliant plan up until yesterday called Prosper Advanced that I probably recommended to thousands of people. And up to yesterday, that plan fully covered your hip replacement. From today, they have put a 40% shortfall on that plan. So from today, you will now have a €6,000 co-payment if you want to get a hip or a knee replaced. And a lot of people went on that plan to get that full cover. And if they don't read the small print, so here's what's going to happen. If people don't read that small print and, like, you know, the Irish psyche with insurance, I just look at the premium. If the premium looks reasonable, and by the way, that plan went up in January. So a lot of people are getting caught out because they're not noticing the reduction in benefits. So that's one particular plan.
Can I ask you there now, if you were on that plan and you went on it specifically because you wanted that cover for the joint replacements, can you change, can you swap out of that plan because they have changed the terms and conditions?
You can. Now, to be fair to the insurance industry, what happens is if I've already renewed, if I renewed on the 1st of March on that plan, these changes will not impact me until next March.
Okay.
So just to reassure people, anybody who's already renewed on any plan, if they reduce the benefits, well, you don't have to really do anything until the next renewal. But everybody who went on that plan is going to have to take action prior to the next renewal. But if your renewal is the 1st of April, you are getting caught straight away. Now, some people will think, I'm too late, I've already paid my premium, I didn't notice this. Don't worry, because you have the 14-day cooling off period. So you have another 2 weeks to basically take action. Now, the other thing, Claire, there's about another 30 plans. Now, we weren't expecting this. So there's another 30 plans that LEIA have. And these are really good corporate plans that we've been recommending for a long time. Inspire Plus, Simply Health Extra. There's so many of them. But there's 30 plans from today where the shortfall was 20%. And now that's doubling to 40%.
On the joint replacement.
So there's 14 procedures. Now, once again, for anybody who's really worried about this, we're only talking about the full hip, full knee, full shoulder replacements in a private hospital or the removal of cataracts. Everything else is still intact. But if you are on those plans predominantly to have good cover for that or for those procedures, you need to take action because now you have a huge shortfall.
And a lot of people would have gone for those plans because of the cover it offered for the orthopaedics, for the joint replacements. What plan are you recommending now that gives you, because I have a question here in front of me, is there a cheaper plan that covers orthopaedics in full?
There are other options available to people. And unfortunately now, this is where, even for me, it's got so much more trickier now. Because in the past, I could say to somebody, just phone up and ask for Plan X. So are there other plans with LEIA that fully cover the joints? There are, but they're going to be more expensive.
Of course, yeah.
So, for example, people who want to keep that full cover, Simply Connect, 2,714, Simply Connect Plus, which is 2,975. And there's other plans. I think LEIA have Control 300, Create 2,642, and so on. So there are other plans, but you can see what the insurance companies are trying to do here. They basically want the older members who want full cover for these procedures to pay more money. Okay, and that's really, so if you want to keep that cover in place, you can still get it, but you're going to have to pay a much higher premium. And also, you know, for maybe people who maybe can't find what they want with LEIA, there are other plans out there. I mean, VHI have a range of advanced care schemes, like Advanced Care 50 Day Today, which is 2,885. And those plans fully cover hips and knees and shoulders. So just to reassure people, there are other options. But really, the call out now to everybody is, if you haven't read that small print, and if you're on one of those 32 plans, and to be fair to Leia, they have set it out in the renewal documentation, but a lot of people now get that by email and they just look at the premium. They don't read the small print behind that, and that's where those people are going to get caught out. So really, there's 2 weeks now for people to take action. And I'd even say to anybody listening, your parents, older family members, you know, who just let it roll over. So in the past, I would say to somebody, well, look, pay the extra premium, roll it over, because at least you're keeping the same benefits. You can't even make that assumption anymore. So you can actually pay. And by the way, Claire, all these plans have gone up in price. So it's higher premium for less cover. Mm-hmm. So really, the message to everybody now is, if you're not sure, one phone call to the insurance company and just sit back and say, tell me, are my benefits the same as last year?
So Leia do have plans, do they, that will cover all of this?
They still have alternatives, but they will be more expensive.
They're more expensive, so you have to be prepared to pay for them if that is what you want.
And exactly. And the risk here, look, you know, I'm in this industry now a long time, and unfortunately, I know what's going to happen now. Leia will do this, they'll, you know, take the brunt of this or whatever, and then the other insurance companies will start to follow suit, because they will see, well, you know, if that's the standard now, well, why don't we do similar, do likewise? So what we'll see now, and this is just bad news for consumers, because it just means that over time, you could see your benefits being eroded, but you won't get a lower premium, you know. And really, what consumers now have to do, and, you know, people will say, he would say this, you need to get advice, because, you know, for a lot of people, they don't need full cover for those procedures. So, you know, that's a risk maybe that you should take. And there are lower price plans that you should be looking at. So there's lots of people listening now who are on those higher price plans who maybe don't need to be on them, mm-hmm. because maybe they don't have orthopedic issues. And another, I suppose, warning to all consumers now, the days of paying for higher cover that you may not need for the next 5 or 10 years are gone. And Leia have pretty much closed that door, because these thousands of people now who've been paying that higher premium, through no fault of their own, they're now being told by the insurance company, well, we're not going to fully cover that anymore. So now you must move on to a higher plan again and pay more money. But there's no guarantee those benefits will stay as is indefinitely, because they're only locked in for 12 months. So really, consumers just need to get better. We spoke about the Health Insurance Authority research, and one of the things from that was, we're not good at putting the insurance companies under pressure to give us better deals and shopping around. So I just think, if ever there was a time to start doing that, this is it now.
Yeah. I'm going to come to some of the very many questions, Dermot, that we have coming in. A 58-year-old male has been in touch. I have the basic health insurance with Irish Life since 2015. Now, he doesn't say what plan it is, but he feels that he gets very little coverage for what I'm paying. What would be a good plan to upgrade to? My insurance is due for renewal at the end of this month.
Well, you know, it's a really relevant question, because we're now just coming up to the 11th anniversary of the lifetime. Do you remember the age loadings they brought in 2015?
Yes.
And about 50,000 people took out basic entry plans just to avoid those loadings. And Claire, those plans, like, they range from 500 to 1,500 euros. So we don't know what plan he's on, but I would say he definitely needs to upgrade. Those plans now, in terms of cover, they are pretty much, and I hate to say this because it's a lot of money, they're useless. Because you can't really get private treatment in public hospitals anymore. Most of the consultants are on these public-only contracts. So really, if you want to have private cover where I can decide which hospital, which consultant, which MRI scan centre, when I go in, you need to be on a mid-level plan. And a good mid-level plan with Irish Life, which is his current insurer, My Plan 350, which is 1-1. Actually, there's a couple of plans, but the My Plan 350 is about €1,250. Probably the best value plan today, there's two of them. One is with Level Health, which is Plan B300, and that's 1,070. And there's one with Leia Healthcare called Access Health, which is 1,089. So he'll probably be paying double his premium, but he'll have double his cover.
So if you were one of those people who wanted to get in while you were young, you got a base level plan, you're saying you're going to have to
spend
more now.
Absolutely. And Claire, here's what's going to happen as well. In the next couple of years, I believe those plans will be made redundant, because the cover, and when SlaughterCare fully comes in, where there will be no private in public hospitals, that's what those plans are for. So effectively, those plans pretty much are on the way out. And I suppose the message to everybody listening, if you're thinking that you might be underinsured and you're thinking of upgrading, please do it when you're healthy, because then you get the extra cover immediately. If you wait until you've been diagnosed with a problem and then you upgrade, the insurance company will hold you to the previous plan for the next 2 years, but they'll charge you for the higher plan. So definitely consider upgrading. Those plans that I just mentioned, they're good mid-level plans that will give you control on your treatment and what we call your treatment pathway should something happen. So definitely I'd urge that person to consider those.
Okay, coming to some more of these questions. This person changed from Irish Life 4D Health 2 to Laya Collect Choice. Irish Life had no equal option that they could suggest. They're a 72-year-old couple. Did they do the right thing?
Now, this is a really good one. So they did, but here's the but. So their old plan, too expensive, 2,438. The plan they went on to, 1,825. Very good plan. But the plan they're on now with Laya is one of the plans that's going from 20 to 40% of a shortfall. In fact, I think it's already happened on
for
that
the hips
plan.
And knees and shoulders. Exactly. And, yeah.
If they're not worried about that, they can stay where they are. But if they wanted to go back to a 20% shortfall, there is a plan with Irish Life Health called Health Guide 2, which is about €1,900. So basically, it's about an extra €80 each. But I would urge them to consider that plan. Because look, just think of it like this. If you have to have one of those procedures, after COVID, the hospitals were waiving these charges. Now they're not waiving them because they have a queue of people waiting to go in. So that the cost of a hip or knee or shoulder is €15,000. So that 40% is a €6,000 co-payment. They're not going to waive that. So anybody who's on one of those plans where the shortfall has gone from 20 to 40%, you know, there are other options. In fact, actually, sorry, I forgot about this. There is one plan, would you believe, right now with Laya. And only for the next month. It's called Connect Simplicity. And actually, Connect Simplicity, before they go looking with Irish Life, it's €1,800. It's the same price as their current plan. And from the 1st of April, Connect Simplicity is the last really good corporate plan with Laya that has the 20%. On the 1st of May, they're increasing it to 40%.
So, and what will you get out of that? Like, if you sign up for that now in the next 4 weeks, what do you get? You get a year?
You get a year. That plan will be locked in until this time next year. So effectively, you're insulating yourself from those changes for 12 months.
But then you next have to go year, looking you, again.
And you know, care that, and you know, look, it's bad for consumers. It's probably good for me, right? More bad news for your listeners. But really, the days now of staying on the same plan for 2 or 3 years are gone. Uh-huh. You know, lock in the best deal that you can get for the next 12 months and then worry about it again in 12 months' time, like your car and your home insurance. But staying on the same plan indefinitely now, because of what the insurance companies are doing in terms of changing benefits, you can't just assume that this plan will last for the next 3 to 4 years.
I mean, this is a big deal, the change in orthopaedics cover, because everybody, you know, one of the main reasons that you have health insurance at a certain age is to cover those operations if you feel they're coming for you, you know?
It is. And look, I have huge sympathy for, you know, because I'm speaking with them all the time, and there's people now, and they're mostly older members who are retired on fixed incomes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that Prosper Advance that we mentioned, like it's 2,564. So a retired couple have to find €5,000. And now that plan, basically, they have a 40% shortfall just like that. And I have to say, I was quite taken aback by this because normally what the insurance companies will do, there'll be an incremental reduction in benefits. They might go 20% and then in a couple of years' time, 40%. Laya just went straight in and cut that by a 40% reduction. So the good news is there's still options there, but it means for those people who don't like engaging with the insurance companies. And by the way, Claire, these people have paid into the system for the last 30 years. And now, I suppose, when they need it most, having paid in and maybe not claimed, now they're finding that the very thing they may need full cover for, it could be beyond some of them in terms of affordability. But it does mean that more and more people are going to have to go to market and shop around.
So what's happening? What's at the back of this? The hospitals are charging more, charging the insurance companies more for these operations. Is that it?
Well, it looks like the insurance companies are really struggling to really, I suppose, get a grip on the spiralling cost of claims, particularly from the private sector, the private hospital sector. Now, that's the reason that's cited in every press release around increases. Mm-hmm. But we're hearing the same sound bites every year, you know, and I suppose I'd love to get more information on, well, is it orthopedics? You know, is it ophthalmics? Or what exactly is driving up these rate increases? So in the past, what the insurance companies would have done, they would have said, well, we'll either increase rates substantially or we'll cut benefits, but we wouldn't do both. Now they're doing both. So really, you know, it's a double-edged sword here for consumers. So look, what I would say to everybody now who's worried about this, before you start going through your documentation and trying to worry or trying to find out exactly what has changed, one phone call, see what's changed. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. If anything has changed, well, then you need to engage with them and see, is there another option that doesn't have those shortfalls? Otherwise, get advice and do not be afraid to shop around and switch. For people maybe who switched to Laya for the full cover, and maybe if they don't have an affordable option, look at maybe switching back to VHI or the others. Like, there's 350 plans there that are available to everybody. So really, consumers just need to be better now at shopping around.
Yeah, a listener says that their Laya health insurance increased by 32% since last year. Now, they're with Laya, coincidentally, where we've been talking about Laya a lot, but it's been similar increases for across all of the insurance companies.
Yeah, to be fair, look, you know, Laya obviously today is what they're doing, but all the others have been changing benefits. I mean, a lot of the new plans coming out now from VHI have these 40% shortfalls.
Yeah.
They don't cover Swift Care.
That and the increase in prices, the exactly. increase in your premium.
Yeah, so it's they're all doing it. I suppose Laya are just doing it in quite a broad sweep approach today with 30-odd plans. And by the way, some of the outpatient benefits on about 70 plans are being reduced slightly as well. So it's really just to make consumers aware, don't just assume because it's gone up by 30%, I have the same cover. The likelihood is you don't. And you need to phone them and make sure that you understand exactly where those changes are. If you're not worried about those changes, fine. But I would say to people, anybody who's gone to 40%, check out Connect Simplicity. Anybody who's on Prosper Advance, you need to check out the other options because that 40% shortfall is a sizable.
I wonder if we all threw it up. If we all said, listen, we're not paying any more for health insurance. If enough of us were brave enough to do it, what would happen to the prices?
Yes, I would dread to think what would happen there. I'd be out of a job, Claire. Thank you. You know, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. You know, but look, it's not going to get any. We talk about confusion and complication. It's not going to get any easier. This just adds to it. So really, just people just need to get better. They have 2 weeks to shop around.
All right, Dermot. Thanks so much for all of that great advice, Dermot Good there from HealthInsuranceIreland.ie.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.